time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru here at it again every week on MSNewsSports.com, and this is tournament season. Exciting stuff. What's going on, Nick?
Absolutely exciting stuff. Hectic stuff, though. This has been a hectic week for me, I'm not going to lie, as much as I've enjoyed it and many good games as I've seen.
Yeah.
I've been coming and going a lot of different places.
I know. Some of your teams are doing well down there, too. They're advancing. So we get round of 16 as we speak now. And by the time this podcast comes out, basically it will be quarterfinals set, right? Because everything's like Tuesday night-ish. And when's hockey, roughly? Is it like Wednesday?
Wednesday. Mostly Wednesday. Yeah, they've been doing their Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday-ish type of deal Tuesday, that they do in the regular season.
And basketball's been sticking to the Tuesday, Friday?
Kind of. Yeah, most part. Monday, day, give or take a day each way.
Yeah, we're in quarterfinal time as we speak. And so top eight in all the divisions in the state, and that's statewide, no regions anymore. And we're going to talk in this opening segment about a very significant accomplishment in Chelmsford, Nick. What happened down there?
Yeah, Chelmsford Wrestling. I believe he was a guest on this show.
Yes.
Thomas Brown is the New England 285-pound champ. Already won the Massachusetts 285-pound title, and he takes it down for New England as
sophomore,
well.
Right?
States, 56-0 this season. Boy, what a specimen.
Yeah, he's Nationals next, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, he's a sophomore. He's a football player, wrestler. Again, we had him on. We had his coach on, so we know all about him, and we're not surprised what he did. No. What were you saying? Now, let's give a plug to Danny V, the Boston Herald, saying something in a tweet.
Yeah, saying by the time he's done, he could be the GOAT of Massachusetts wrestler, heavyweight wrestler. He's winning New England as a sophomore. Why not?
Yeah, and heavyweight, is that just like take a weight and above? Can you be a max? Is there a max for that?
I want to say some things there is. I want to say 285 is the max. Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Mm-hmm. So he could be technically under that, but he's in that division. That goes,
yeah, exactly. That goes between two, there's a big difference, though. The next weight class down is 220. So there's a lot of leeway between those two weight classes.
Yeah. Yeah. So to see him emerge like that, out of the valley, into the state, and into the New Englands, I don't know if he won at that level last year, as a freshman. I'm not sure. I know he had an amazing freshman season too.
Yeah, I think this year he really kicked into gear and, was kind of, the class of the state.
Yeah, Chelmsford's Thomas Brown. All right. Good stuff. Well, we know that's in the book, so let's take a break because we're going to save all of our other tournament talk for later in the show. But for now, we're going to take a break and catch up with a still alive at this moment of the recording earlier this week. It's going to be North Andover's Paul Tang was talking about his big matchup with Springfield Central and his opening win over New Bedford after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Don McCastro, Nick Cooper, team of Nick and Nick is here with our one and only guest of the day, going to be North Andover boys basketball coach Paul Tanglis in his 10th season in the postseason as we speak. What's going on, coach?
Nothing much, just tourney time. So it's always a good time of the year when you're still playing in March.
Yeah. How much do you balance the scouting versus, guys, let's just go and play the game?
Yeah, it's funny. Like you can definitely at this point of the season with all the film and watching YouTube clips, and you can over scout. And I think sometimes that can be an issue. You know, you watch, I don't know how many game films of certain teams, but yeah, at the end of the day, you know, you just got to go out there and play. And usually what it comes down to is the little things: rebounding, limiting turnovers, getting back in transition, the things that you can actually control that you don't need to see on film. So I think it's great to prepare. You know, we always want to prepare for our opponents, but we know it's a lot of times it's going to be, you know, what we do and how we play. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That seems especially true. And this bracket, coach, I mean, the one seed already went down. You guys are playing the 25 seed. The 24 seed took you guys to overtime. I mean, it just seems like really kind of throw the seeds out the window this year.
I agree 100%. I mean, you look at numbers and, you know, you might say, oh, this team should beat this team, they're so much higher. Yeah, at the end of the day, these are all good teams, especially in this bracket, you know, just a loaded D1 field. So, you know, you got to come play well. And we know that every game is going to be tough, regardless of what a team's ranked, because you're getting everyone's best shot in March. You know, no one's going to come in and kind of fall asleep like maybe on a Tuesday in January. When it's March, everyone's giving it their all.
Yeah, Nick mentioned that 65-63 overtime win over New Bedford to open the tournament. Take us to that game, and especially down the stretch, what got it done for you guys?
Yeah, it's funny. So it was our first game in 2 weeks. So I had a feeling we might come out and be a little rusty, maybe some nerves. We got a young group. It was just a close game. I think maybe, you know, it was 10 points maybe in the first half, and then the fourth and third quarter, nothing more than 4 points either way. You know, we're up three, you know, they got the ball with 4 seconds. You know, one of their best players, Roberts, hits a runner, 30-foot runner to go into overtime. So we got to kind of regroup, turn the page, say, all right, we got 4 more minutes, back and forth in that fourth quarter. Again, we made a couple key free throws, down the stretch, and, the same kid ends up getting fouled with 0 seconds left on the clock.
That's right.
And then
he goes
to the line with no time left. He's got to hit both to go to overtime. You know, the first one, it was crazy. I was sweating after that one. That was a workout.
I mean, great for you guys, but as a human being, you got to feel for the kid.
No, 100%, 100%. The tough spot to be in. I mean, it was our place. The crowd was going crazy.
They were really behind the hoop. I saw that on the video. Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah, not easy.
Yeah, definitely. Paul, take us to that end of regulation. I mean, they hit the dramatic shot. That's kind of tough to, you know, swing that momentum back. How are you able to do it?
Yeah, it's, you know, funny. Like, the kids are kind of, you know, walking back like, man, I can't believe that just happened. And, you know, we got in the huddle and we really didn't talk about anything X and O's wise. It was really just turn the page. Like, it's over. You know, just like we talk about with, you know, a bad call, missed layup, you know, you got to be able to just have a short memory, especially in basketball. I said, hey, we got to turn the page, four more minutes. We're still in a good spot. I know that one was tough, but you know, we're going to go out there and win this one. So the kids bounce back. That can be a tough one to sort of, you know, bounce back from. But I thought they did a great job with that. And I think all year, you know, like I said, we get a young group. They've been pretty even keeled as far as keeping their emotions in check. And I think that, you know, kind of shows our maturity as the year's gone on.
Yeah, with Paul Tanglis, North Andover boys basketball coach. At the time of this recording, he was preparing for Springfield Central in that round of 16 in the Division I tournament. Game was at home. And, you know, speaking of the Merrimack Valley, Fazio's troops let you down. That could have been a Merrimack Valley showdown there. Not to be, though. But that said, you know, playing in the Merrimack Valley is like basically playing in the state tournament all year anyway. It's like a who's who of Division I top 25 teams. So tell us about this season in the Valley and how it got you guys ready.
Yeah, I mean, this year was, you know, there was loaded team, loaded MVC this year. You know, you had obviously Lawrence and Central. Andover came on strong at the end. Lowell's always tough. Methuen, Tewksbury, you know, Chelmsford all played tough. So you just, it does prepare you, you know, even for us going against Springfield Central. Like, you know, we've talked about, we played Central three times this year and Lawrence two times. So, you know, we know we're prepared to play the best teams in the state. And I think that helps us, gives us some confidence knowing that we can hang with those teams. Because Springfield Central is a really, really good team. So, you know, I think it's prepared us. I mean, that's why we were kind of ranked so high. I think with the power rankings, we got, you know, rewarded for having a really tough schedule. And so obviously it puts us in the spot. And, you know, so I think it's obviously helped us getting into the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paul, take us to Springfield Central. What kind of, you know, challenges do they present for you guys?
So yeah, they're big, they're athletic. You know, they play a lot of guys, I would say, you know, similar to like Lawrence, that type of style. You know, they're going to press us, you know, for us, we're going to have to really try to keep them off the glass, limit our turnovers, you know, try to get back in transition and keep them in front of us as best we can, because, you know, they can score in bunches, and they got a lot of firepower. So it's going to be really tough.
Yeah. And who particularly has emerged for you guys lately, you know, down the stretch of the regular season and in that first game of the tournament, who would you cite for, you know, some of the players that have really stepped it up lately?
Yeah. So all year it's been, you know, Zach Walensky, he's our junior captain. He's MVC first team. He had a great sophomore year and he's, you know, he's kind of been that guy all year for us. He had 30 in our first game and, you know, really kind of carried us. But we've had a lot of guys step up. Senior Jake Denny has had a tremendous year. Another guy who made MVC first all team all conference. And then we have a bunch of young guys who, you know, fit their roles. Cam Bethel had a great game shooting wise the other night. And we got Nico Catalano, Zach Farrell, you know, Brian Jorda, Zach DeRosha, big guy, Jake Solfrank comes off the bench. So it's been, you know, different guys every week, but Jake Denny and Zach Walensky have really kind of carried us, and you know, we're not in this position without them.
Awesome. Your final question is, you know, about the standard that has been set in your 10th season. What team went the farthest for you in the tournament?
So in 18 we made it to the Garden, even though we didn't get to play there, and then in 19 yes, made it back to the North Finals. So those have been as far as we've gone. Obviously it's different now without the you know, the brackets, north, south, west, and things like that. But, you know, I think the standard's been high, you know, and we're hoping to keep it that way.
Coach, we'll let you get back to focusing on Springfield Central. That is the opponent coming up next for you, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Coach Paul Tang was in the books on the other side, finishing up the show with our Merrimack Valley Sports Report.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. I'm Nick Cash from the Crew Group, back at it for a final segment. That was Paul Tanglis, our one and only interview of the day. He is in Division One, of course. Let's start there, Nick, with our Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report. That is North Andover facing Springfield Central. And on the same side of their bracket is Central Catholic with a big one at BC against BC High at home. That's Wednesday night. So if North Andover wins, they get to go over to Central to watch their next opponent, which would be BC High or Central. And on the other side,
On the other side of that bracket, it'd be Winchester Waltham.
They're
next to each other on the bracket, but they're on opposite sides.
Yeah, same side, but different half. you're correct. They would be playing Winchester or Waltham. Thank you. And that game is actually Monday night. And of course, Winchester is the story of the entire tournament.
Yes, they certainly are, as they should be.
Yeah, beating the number one seed as the 32 seed, Catholic Memorial, 61-55. That's like, you know, that's like the 16 seed beating the one seed in the NCAA March Madness.
Yep.
No different. And they'll play Waltham, and Waltham's a 17 seed. So you have like a 17 versus a 32.
You have the 32 versus the 25 in the Sweet 16.
That's right. Love it. And on the other side, you got Lawrence. We talked about Lawrence a little bit with Coach Tanglis. Lawrence is facing Attleboro Tuesday night, and then that's it for that side, right?
Yeah.
From Merrimack Valley. Mm-hmm. So you get the three teams left, North Andover, Central, and Lawrence. So there you go. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they kind of got, you know, Merrimack Valley went down to the nitty-gritty of it. There's not too many teams left.
No. None in D2, correct?
Yep, not yet. Yep. Or three.
Nothing in three either for the boys.
Lowell Catholic, you got still alive in three. They play Boston English on Wednesday.
Wednesday at 5 at Madison Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I can stop looking. There's no four, right? Unless Shawsheen is in there somewhere. No,
I don't think so.
I think we can stop. How about the ladies? Alan Habino's Andover team is
still alive. And they play Central Catholic next Tuesday night. Go. That'll obviously be a great one.
A rematch of last year's tournament game where Andover won, advanced to the state final, and now it's in the round of 16. Central beating Belmont, Andover beating Acton Boxborough. Here you go, Central. This is your chance again to try to dethrone.
And the winner could get North Andover, that 8th seed, hosting Reading.
Yeah. Nice win over Weymouth for North Andover to start their tournament run.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's one for the ladies, two for the ladies.
That's so we got there for one.
Drakett. We had spoken to the Drakett captains earlier in the season, and they have got the job done in their first game, beating Hingham. Notre Dame of Hingham, 77-49, convincingly, setting up an Neshoba regional battle Tuesday night, also at home.
6 versus 11 game should be a good one.
Yeah, exactly. And that's nothing else in that division as well, right? Oh, no, Barica. Barica's still alive, too.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah. Barica with a win over Oliver Ames, 69-59, and they play Medfield on the road This is all Tuesday night, so we'll know by the time this comes out. But
yeah, I just took a quick look through. That's all we got for girls.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's move on to hockey, where there was a big upset.
Huge upset.
Too bad.
Yeah, what was it? I feel like your guys at Hockey Night in Boston have been had Norwood consistently higher than they were ranked all season long.
All right.
I feel like they were kind of just around like the 16. They got the 17 seed. And I feel like, Hockey Night in Boston had them right in the top 10 all year. And I think that Hockey Night in Boston might have been onto something because they handled Tewksbury 5-2. That was a 4-0 game at one point.
Wow. Okay. I just poking around for boys in three. Drake, it was our last team standing in three, Nick. And, they lost to Watertown, so got the boot there.
Yep, Shawsheen's still in it, though. Shawsheen played on Tuesday against Cohasset Hull Co-op.
Before, okay. Yeah. Cool. All right, that covers it for the boys. And finally, looking at the gals in Division One, do we have any Merrimack Valley teams left?
I believe. Eureka. Okay.
Yeah, they're playing Winthrop. On Wednesday night, 6:10, so the night before this comes out. Bill Ricker opened there, they have two wins. They beat Westford Academy and Haverhill.
Excellent.
Get to face Winthrop, who also has two wins, beating Hopkinton and WH/SL. What is that?
Whitman-Hanson Silver Lake.
There you go. My mind was going to Lincoln Sudbury, but that's clearly not.
No, close though. Versus just a little bit, the wrong way. Andover still alive for girls two in Division Two. They play Sandwich on Wednesday.
Okay. There you go. All right. Sandwich for the right to get into the Final Four if Andover beats Sandwich, correct?
Yeah.
That's an Elite Eight game.
Boom.
All right.
Moving right along here.
I think that wraps it up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Merrimack Valley Sports covered here by the Nick and Nick team, as it is every week on MSONewsSports.com. Let's just get out of here and let the games play. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right, see everybody back next week for another round of Merrimack Valley Sports Talk. Have a good one.